Good evening. Here's what's happening across the Eastern Sierra. We've got a full lineup for you today, from expanding live music opportunities across the region to upcoming Earth Day celebrations and a look at the start of fishing season, with a few new rules you'll want to know before you head out. Plus, we'll take a look at local events happening right here in Bishop and what's ahead on the mountain and in the forecast. Today's show is brought to you by Peak IV Therapy, helping you stay hydrated, recovered, and ready for whatever the Eastern Sierra throws your way. And before we get started, today is National Empanada Day. So if you needed a reason, consider this it. Let's get into it. June Lake Arts has announced a new partnership with the Sierra Music Cooperative aimed at expanding live music and music education across the Eastern Sierra. The collaboration brings together June Lake Arts, established programming with the cooperative's mission to create more opportunities for musicians and youth throughout the region. Organizers say the partnership will support a regional initiative connecting communities along the Highway 395 corridor, from Colville to Lone Pine, by linking venues, artists, and audiences. Planned efforts include bringing touring musicians to the area, supporting local performers, activating venues, and expanding music education programs for young people. The initiative also aims to increase access to arts programming in rural communities while supporting local economies and attracting cultural tourism. Both organizations say they plan to pursue grant funding and additional partnerships to help grow the region's live music network. Earth Day celebrations are returning to the Eastern Sierra, with events planned across multiple communities. In Bishop, INYO 350 will take part in an Earth Day event hosted by Bishop Sunrise Rotary and the Inyo Council for the Arts, scheduled from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on April 12th at Bishop City Park. The event will include interactive activities, educational opportunities, and displays such as electric vehicles, along with information on sustainability efforts. Organizers are also promoting a sustainable career scholarship for graduating Bishop High seniors pursuing fields related to environmental work. Additional Earth Day events are planned throughout the region, including at the Owens Valley Paiute Shoshone Cultural Center and Caro Coso Community College in Mammoth Lakes. Community members are encouraged to participate in the various events taking place across the Eastern Sierra. We hope to see you there.
Feeling a little drained? Maybe that mammoth altitude hit harder than your morning espresso. Whether you're recovering from a big adventure or, let's be honest, a big night out, Peak IV Therapy in Mammoth Lakes has your back and your hydration levels. They offer IV drips, vitamin boosts, and treatment designed to help you bounce back faster than your group chat after a powder day. Plus, it's not just for recovery. Peak IV can help with energy, immunity, altitude sickness, or even that midweek I'm running on fumes feeling. Think of it as your mammoth recharge station, because let's face it, the mountains don't wait for anyone. Peak IV therapy, feeling better faster. Book your drip, get your boost, and get back to doing what you came here for, living your peak life.
The Eastern Sierra's regular fishing season, commonly known as Fishmas, is set to open on April 25, 2026. Mono County officials say the annual tradition marks the start of fishing across local lakes, streams, and reservoirs, with strong conditions expected for the upcoming season. This year, the county has invested $110,000 to stock 18 bodies of water with both planter and trophy trout. Officials say recent winter storms have contributed to a healthy snowpack, and most waters are expected to be ice-free by opening day. New for 2026, mandatory watercraft inspections will be required before launching any trailered vessel in Inyo and Mono counties. The inspections are part of an effort to prevent the spread of the invasive golden mussel, which officials say could damage ecosystems and infrastructure if introduced to local waterways. Inspection stations are expected to be available in locations including Bridgeport, Bishop, and Crowley Lake, with no fees during the first year of the program. Additional prevention programs are scheduled to take place across the region during the fishing season. C5 Studios is preparing to host its Downtown Spring Art Walk in Bishop later this month. The event is scheduled for Saturday, April 25th, from 5:30 to 8 p.m., and will be free to attend. Organizers say the event will feature local artists and performers, along with activities including a family-friendly scavenger hunt and participating businesses offering interactive experiences. The art walk is designed to highlight the region's creative community and provide an opportunity for residents and visitors to engage with local art in a downtown setting. community members are encouraged to attend and explore the variety of artistic offerings throughout the evening.
Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick question. Do you like staying informed without refreshing Facebook like every 12 seconds and that stupid algorithm moves things and you can't ever find it? You know, it's like a slot machine. Yeah, us too. That's why Eastern Sierra now has a shiny, super convenient mobile app. Breaking news? Yeah, it's there. Weather? There. Local events? Also there. Pretty much everything except someone reminding you to drink water. We're working on that feature. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting important info delivered like a digital pizza, then hop on our email subscription list. We'll send the latest stories, updates, and happenings straight to your inbox. No spam, just news. And maybe the occasional dad joke if we can't help ourselves. Now, business owners, lean in for this part. Did you know Eastern Sierra Now is the place to advertise? Whether you want your brand in front of our growing audience or you need someone to manage your social media because yours hasn't been updated since the last solar eclipse. Look, we've got you, okay? We help local businesses get seen, get clicks, and actually connect with the community. Because no offense, but that blurry photo of your storefront from 2018, it's not doing the heavy lifting that you think it is. So download the app, join the email list, and if you're a business ready to level up, reach out and let ESN make you look good. Really good. Eastern Sierra Now, local news, local voices, and yes, we'll even remind you when there's free food at community events.
This sports report is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue, serving up bold flavor in a true locals first approach. Visit them online at coppertopbbq.com. The Bishop Broncos varsity softball team delivered a dominant performance at home, defeating Rosamond by a final score of 25-4. Bishop's offense set the tone early and maintained control throughout the game, putting together a high-scoring effort against the Roadrunners. The result marks a decisive win as the Broncos continue building momentum this season. On the baseball field, the Broncos also came away with a strong showing, earning a 7-2 win over Rosamond. Bishop broke the game open with a key scoring surge, backed by solid pitching and defense to hold Rosamond in check. The team's balanced performance helped secure the victory and continue their run of consistent play. Two games, two wins for the Broncos, highlighting a strong stretch for Bishop Athletics on both the softball and baseball fields. And that's your local sports report, powered by Copper Top Barbecue, where community comes first and flavor is always on the menu.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time, the time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
Here's your latest update from Mammoth Mountain. Base depth is holding at 38 inches, with classic spring conditions across the mountain. Riders and skiers can currently explore 110 trails, with 16 lifts spinning and 6 terrain parks open. Today brings the final stretch of clear skies and moderate temperatures before a shift in the weather pattern. A storm cycle is expected to move in starting tomorrow, with the potential for significant snow accumulation beginning Friday night, so winter may not be done just yet. Canyon Lodge remains open for access only through April 19th. Meanwhile, Eagle Lodge, Chair 8, and Schoolyard Express, also known as Chair 17, are now closed for the season. Beginner skiers and riders are encouraged to head out of Main Lodge, where conditions are expected to offer the best overall experience. Enjoy the spring turns today, and keep an eye on the forecast as winter looks to make a return. Taking a look at your Eastern Sierra forecast for Wednesday through Friday in both Bishop and Mammoth Lakes. Starting in Bishop, today is looking to have sunny skies with mild spring temperatures, topping out in the low 80s. Light winds and dry conditions will make for a comfortable day across the Owens Valley. Tomorrow will stay mostly sunny, but winds will begin to pick up slightly through the afternoon, with temperatures cooling just a bit into the mid to upper 70s. And Friday will bring increasing clouds throughout the day, with cooler temperatures and a slight chance of precipitation developing late. Up in Mammoth Lakes today, expect a cooler but still pleasant day, with highs in the 60s and mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, we start to see a shift in the pattern. Conditions turn breezy to windy, especially along the ridgelines, with highs near 56 degrees. Skies remain partly sunny, but you'll notice that change in the air as the next system approaches. And looking to Friday, we could begin to see snow showers by late Friday into Friday night, along with gusty winds and dropping temperatures, marking the return of more winter-like conditions in the high country. So overall, enjoy the sunshine while it lasts on Wednesday, expect breezier conditions Thursday, and then keep an eye on Friday as that storm system starts to roll into the Eastern Sierra. And that's a look at what's happening across the Eastern Sierra. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss an update, and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media for the latest news as it happens. While you're there, don't forget to take part in this month's Epic Eats poll. Your vote helps decide the best local spots. And let's be honest, it's one of the more delicious decisions you'll make this week. And of course, thank you again to today's sponsor, Peak IV Therapy. For all of us here at Eastern Sierra Now, thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. And if you're still celebrating National Empanada Day, we support that decision.